Love our chats with Phil Moss. Here he is. Hello, Mossy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Well, we're good, mate. We don't have to wait much longer, do we? It's all about this one match tonight.
That's right. I bounced out of bed this morning and looked at my watch to see if it was Timmy time. And I think everyone in Australia, Australian sport, particularly football fans, will be hoping it is Timmy time because he stood up so many times and delivered, and now he's come back to be fit for this game from that ankle injury is a miracle in itself and shows how professional he is. And whether it's from the start or off the bench, you just can't help but have that vision in your head of Timmy scoring the goal that takes us to the World Cup.
Well, would you start him?
I would, yes, TK. I just think he's, if he's fit to come off the bench, I think he's got to be fit to start, and I think he strikes fear into opposition teams. I think he's got the intimidation factor. He's got the experience that rubs off on the players around him, which is going to be crucial tonight. You know, obviously it's a massive moment for individuals, for the sport, for the team, everyone involved. And you've just got to hope that the players out there on the pitch have got the cool heads to get the job done. And cool heads comes from experience. And Timmy Carr's got bucket loads of it, along with Milo Jednak, Mark Milligan. Is another one, and there's some young players now, the likes of Matty Ryan, Tommy Rogic, Matt Leckie, not so young anymore, Robbie Cruz. They've all gained a lot of experience over the last couple of campaigns, so it's important to have those players out there.
Okay, when does Ange have to name his team, and what do you do with the likes of Milligan, Rogic, Matthew Leckie, and Robbie Cruz? Who starts out of all them? So Tim starts.
Yeah. Look, generally you've got to name your team an hour and a half. I don't know if at international level it might be 2 hours before kickoff. But he's got up until the last minute, theoretically.
Yeah.
But I think, if Milo Jednak has pulled up well from the other night in the travel, then I think he's got to start just because of his presence, which pushes Mark Milligan out of midfield. But I think he may play on the right-hand side of the back three. Alongside Sainsbury, with Matty German holding his spot. I thought he was great again the other night. And then the likes of Leckie comes in, for me, probably comes on the right-hand side for Risden, although Ange has played, I think against Syria, he played Leckie in a sort of more central role, playing inside to out as one of those double tens. So, he's got a lot of options, but I think Cruz will come in on the left-hand side, although Aziz Bajic was outstanding in the away leg. But again, it's about fresh legs. It's about this experience factor. And I think Tommy Rogic must play at home in one of those four midfield spots, probably as a double 10, alongside Aaron Moy with Jedinak and probably Luongo holding.
Mossy, we were stunned yesterday in disbelief of Italy not qualifying. So just feel tonight, if we can get that goal early, it just allows to surge a bit more, have a little bit more confidence in the overall result. I mean, Italy just couldn't score. Can you believe that?
That's right, Slats. And I think the thing that really stood out for me watching that game yesterday morning was that no nation, no country has got the God-given right to go to a World Cup. And if you look at the stats from yesterday's game, Italy had 75% possession, 23 attempts to 4 on goal, 6-1 on target, passes 712 to 194. So by the end of the game, they were probably close to sick of the ball, but they couldn't breach the defence. And that's the warning for us as Australia, is nothing is over the line until you've worked hard to earn it. And I'm sure that'll be the message. It doesn't matter who the opposition is, and that's with all due respect to Sweden, but you'd imagine Italy would get over the line against them. You'd imagine Australia would get over the line against Honduras. You've got to put in the work to earn the right to win the football game.
Okay. Scoreline?
2-0.
Yeah.
2-0 for me, TK.
Great.
I think with those players coming in, Leckie, Timmy Cale, Cruz, I think we've got two goals in us. We will score two goals. That's the optimistic side of me coming out. But I just think the whole lead up, the travel, the way FFA have done it with the charter flight, the extra recovery is absolutely crucial. And then we get the 12th man at ANZ Stadium to get us over the line. But I think we've got two goals in us. And, barring a big mistake from us at the back, I can't see Honduras scoring.
Okay. Timmy scores one. Who scores the other? Or does he score both?
No, Matt Leckie. I think Leckie will score the first, and Timmy will bring us home, as I said, Timmy time in these big games, and he's done it so many times before.
It's nice to know, mate, that everyone's available. I was saying that earlier, that sort of Ange saying that we've got the full squad available, which is nice. It gives us the best chance, I suppose.
Yeah, it really does, Fletch. You want that headache going into a big game as a coach, and that's full credit to Ange and all his staff. Les Gellis, who's a long-serving physio for the Socceroos, must have been working around the clock on that charter flight, and ever since they walked off the pitch in the first league. So it's a real credit to all the staff and the players, the professionalism, obviously, to make sure everyone's available. But crikey, in a game like this, you'd play on one leg. You'd put your hand up if you only had one leg, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Can't wait. It's going to be fantastic, and let's hope we get the right result. Mate, unfortunately, Mossy, I've got to bring up Sydney FC 0-2. What happened?
Yeah, look, it wasn't a good night at the office for us, that's for sure. And as Arnie said after the game, you've got to give the Mariners credit for the way they approached the game, and are very enthusiastic. But really, for us, it's all about making sure we get back on track. It's the reaction that we'll get from the players this week against Newcastle. And I have to say, you know, the early signs this week have been absolutely outstanding. The look in the eyes of the players, they were hurting after that game, and there will be a reaction on Saturday night against Newcastle.
They're top of the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, and they've and deservedly so. But again, you know, the real culture and philosophy at Sydney is not looking at any other team. It really is about us and making sure we get things right, and we didn't the other night. And you know, we've all had a good hard look in the mirror, and as I said, there'll be a reaction from everyone this week.
Yeah, we look forward to anything else, Mossy.
Oh, look, we're a fair way away from it, and it's probably you know, taken up by World Cup qualifiers this week. But EPL goes into match day 12 this week, headlined by the North London Derby, Arsenal against Spurs, so that should be a cracker. And, of course, Aaron Moy and Matty Ryan have to hightail it back to England after tonight's game to get ready for their games this weekend. But there is one other World Cup qualifier. It's on right at the moment, actually, Ireland against Denmark. It kicked off about 6:45 this morning, our time. I haven't seen the score since we've been on
it's
air.
It's not good news, mate. Not good news for Ireland. They led 1-0, but now they trail 1-2.
Ooh, that's not good, because they went into the game deadlocked.
Whoever wins goes through.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a massive game over there. But that should pretty much tie up, after our game tonight, tie up the World Cup, the top 32.
And we look forward to it.
Let's
good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. Great to talk to you.
Well done, mate. We'll talk next week. Phil Moss.
That prediction, 2-0. The Socceroos will get that proper scoreline and dividend from Dave Stanley from tab.com.au in a few moments' time. He likes Matthew Leckie to score the first goal and Timmy Cahill to score the second goal. They're the thoughts of Phil Moss, the assistant coach of Sydney FC and our expert on soccer on Wednesdays.